Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. But those who are tuning in live in iChurch, in English and in Spanish, during offering, I gave a shout out to our musicians who are in France right now. But what had happened was, when we do offering, they get a different fee than what you got. And so one more time, we just want to say praise Yahweh to Devin and Nico that are tuning in on iChurch with their family and friends. Praise Yahweh. We miss you guys. Love you. They are tuning in. They jumped off of that plane, ran home so they could get the feed. So that's dedication right there. Hallelujah. So we thank you guys for tuning in. All right. We've been talking, but the time that I have left, got to share this. Go to Luke, the 24th chapter. We're talking about unleashing the power of the Holy Spirit in your life in faith. Because he can't unleash the power unless you believe. You can't unleash the power unless you let him. And there's stuff that he wants to do in your life. But some of y'all have more faith in that seat that you're sitting down in than you have in him. Let me say that again. Some people have more faith in that seat that you sit down in than you do in him. Let me tell you why. Quincy, can you grab me one of the chairs next to you since you'd be lifting?
Some games.
Give me that chair. Thank you, right here. Now, what y'all do? Oh, these are nice chairs, too. Did you guys know that these are double-wide seats? Mark said, praise Yahweh. Now, what you do is when you come in here, you just, boom. You don't even think about it. You plop down. You plop yourself down. That's the kind of, because you have confidence in the chair, right? When you come in here to sit down, you don't do this. Well, I wonder if it's gonna, is that screwed together right? Because I ain't sure that this thing is gonna hold me. And you start asking a bunch of questions. Do you do that? I don't see nobody doing that. I don't see nobody examining chairs. You just come down and you just say, boom. Because you have that assurance. That's the same kind of assurance Yahweh wants you to have in him. You just rest. You just plop down. You can take it, bro. You got your Sunday morning workout. Them games insane. That is a confidence that you have. And a lot of you are not confident. He said without faith, it's what? Impossible to please him. So we're trying to get to a level. Oh, come on. We're trying to get to a level. And I was telling Bible study, listen, y'all only have one chance at this thing. You only got one life to live. I'm not talking about the soap opera. I'm literally talking to you only got to live here. And then when you get to glory, right? So there's stuff that he wants to do here right now. You don't have to wait. There's some things he want to manifest. Tell your neighbor right now. So this is what we're trying to get. We're trying to get that confidence level that no matter what comes up, you just plop down in him like it ain't nothing. No matter what the report is, you just rest in him like it ain't nothing. No matter what the challenge is, you just, hey, you give it to him like it ain't nothing. Because you know that he's got the power to support you and take care of you and work out whatever that is. So there's too many, I'm tired of too many believers living in defeat. We weren't created to be defeated. We were created to overcome. We were created to be more than conquerors. Right? So stop settling for less than that. Right? And so that's what he's telling us. So here in Luke, the 24th chapter, the 44th verse, you got to say, I got it. Luke is the doctor. So Luke is very descriptive, what he's talking about, and in his writings. And so Luke says what? And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you. Now we're talking about Yeshua. Who's speaking now? And he said, these are the words that I spake unto you while I was what? With you. So Yeshua is our example. Yeshua is our teacher. Yeshua is our rabbi. Right? We're following him. Right? And so I told you guys about how in the Hebrew custom, where if you were under a rabbi, you would follow him everywhere he goes. Right? Everywhere. And you would emulate him and you would do what that rabbi did, right? And so at the end of the day, if you didn't have dust all over you, you wasn't following him. Because if you were following him, so this is the way the saying goes, may the dust of the rabbi get all over you. Because that means that's the evidence. The dust is the evidence that you've been what? Following. Because when Yeshua's walking and he's kicking that up, you just right behind him and you just receiving it. You know? Even if it's dust, you still what? Receiving it. Right? And so he walked with them. And so he said, I spake unto you while I was with you, that all things what? Must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moshe and in the prophets and in the Psalms. What? Meaning concerning what? Him, right? Because we're getting ready at a time that we're recognizing when Yeshua came on the scene, but there was some stuff that happened, right? Before then. And so he was saying, listen, it was my appearance here, my walking with you, my being with you, right? Was prophesied before it even happened, a millennium, before it even happened, concerning the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. What's the next verse say? It says, then open he their understanding that they might what? Understand. Man, that's what he's doing today. He wants to open your what? Understanding. Right? And when you get this thing, I remember when I was a horrible math student. I was just worse in math. And I was struggling all the time. You know? Algebra, no, even before algebra. Division, multiplication, carry this and carry that. I don't know if they carry anymore, but do they? Because they got new math. I don't know if they carry it. But I was trying to figure that stuff out. Then I got pre-algebra and I just didn't get it. I couldn't get it. Then got a tutor. That tutor showed me just how that mechanism works. And when I got that thing, when I understood that thing, you couldn't stop me. How could a dude that's getting like D's in regular classes, C's and D's in math, become a biochemist? So y'all know I was just a preacher. I mean, I got my degree in biochemistry. But hey, you know, I'm thankful because I got a testimony. He took me from here to there, right? But once I got that understanding, you couldn't stop me. I got calculus. Oh, I can do calculus. Physical chemistry, calculus 1, 2, and 3. Holla at your boy. But spiritually, when you get the scriptures, when you get what he's what? trying to say to you? Right? This ain't nothing. See, y'all think the church is for just for the eternal. Meaning, well, I go to church just so I can go to heaven. That's a fringe benefit. But he want to manifest heaven right down here. Right? So in your daily life, as you do your job, as you go about your life, there's some stuff that you need to be able to get. There's some things that he can work out for you. There's some struggles that you ain't got to struggle that much if you just trust and believe in him and what he's saying in his word. But a lot of times we don't understand what is available to us. This is a problem. So he opened up their understanding. Right? That they might what? Understand the scripture. Lay hands on yourself right now. Say, open up my understanding. In the mighty name of Yeshua, I want more understanding. Because see, there's people walking the earth, there's believers that think they got it. Oh, well, I don't have to go to church this week because I know all that stuff. I don't have to go to Sunday school because I know all of that. No, if you knew all of that, you wouldn't have made that stupid statement. So, I'm sorry. But it's the truth. You don't know everything. And so he wants to open up our understanding, okay? So go here to Romans, the 10th chapter. Just like you sat in that chair, you trusted and believed, and the manifestation was that it supported you. The manifestation was that it didn't fall, right? It didn't fail. The confidence that you had in that chair worked out. So that's the same kind of confidence that Yahweh wants you to have in him. And guess what? Tell yourself it's right there. You act like it's far away. My faith, no, your faith is. Right, you think they far, so far away in the universe, and then, you know, maybe one day it'll get closer. And each day that goes by, maybe it gets a little closer. It's, tell your neighbor, it's right here. And whatever it is that you're believing it for, it's right there. It's right there ready to, right here, like smack in your face. And the word says it's somewhere specific. So in the Romans, the 10th chapter, the 8th verse, it said, but what saith it? The word is, get this. All of these nighs and thighs and thus and all that stuff, that's old English, okay? That's not the way it was spoken. Yeshua didn't run around talking about thus and thy and all this. He did not do that. They were speaking what? Hebrew, right? And they were writing also in the Greek in the New Testament, okay? So when it says word is nigh thee, I think we can bring it down to what we can understand in today's vernacular. Right. It's right there. Say the word is right there. Right there. It's smack in your face. And not only is it smack in your face, he says what? The word is right there. Even in. And in your heart. Tell your neighbor, it's in your mouth. It's in your heart. What is that? That's the word of faith. That when you speak the word, boom, it's right there. And I was telling you last week, you don't say, well, my job ain't came yet. Faith says, my job is there. Somebody else is sitting in that desk and they're about to get moved out. They're about to pack their boxes and I'm about to move in. So my job is right there. My breakthrough is right there. My change is right there. It's right there. Speak it. In your heart, believe it. And that is a word of faith, which we what? Preach. Don't get it twisted. It's not like you preaching. Ah, yay. Ah. Preach means proclaim. Right? So that is the word of faith, which we what? Thank you. Come on. We speak that. We proclaim it. And the ninth verse says what? That if you shall confess with thy mouth, we use the Hebrew names, Yahushua, and shall believe in thine heart that Yahweh, God, has raised him from the dead, you what? It's right there in your what? Right there in your mouth. And the 10th verse says what? Confess it with your mouth. And listen, there are principles. That's just how things work. From the very beginning, the worlds and the universe was created just because Yahweh said, let there be light. It didn't say, and in the beginning, Yahweh thought, let there be light. It said, Yahweh what? Said. So that tells you that he's trying to show you the principle. He said, if I gotta speak it, you gotta speak it. You know what I'm saying? If he speaks it, you gotta speak it, right? And not only you speak it, you can't just, don't just throw words around. Believe in what you say. So if it says what? I'm healed by in his stripes. I'm healed. When you make that confession with your mouth, you gotta believe it with your heart. And guess what? Your healing will be what? Done unto you. When he healed, he said, according to your faith. What? To the blind man. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. What does that mean? I'm going to do some stuff, but how much you get is up to you. How much you get is up to you. Right? And so tell your neighbor, no, don't tell your neighbor nothing. You need to get it for yourself. Tell yourself, it's up to me. You the only one that's messing up your faith situation, because you be saying some crazy stuff. If you gotta say something, why not say the word? Why complain? Why trip? Yeah, it is. Love it. 10th verse says what? But with the heart. And believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth what? 11th verse says what? For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. You got some bad situations. You got some stuff that has popped up. He never told you that you wouldn't have stuff pop up. He knew stuff was going to pop up. That's why he gave us his word, so we can pop it on down. Right? So listen, I only got a few minutes, Lord. Go to Mark just for confirmation. Mark the 9th chapter. Because this Yeshua already told us, listen, it's about your mouth. It's about your believing. Right? And so he told him, listen, a man was coming to get his son healed. And what he did was, he was doing that, laying hands, speaking the healing into existence. Mark 9:23 says what? Yeshua said unto him, if you can believe, things. What is left out of all? Nothing's left out of all. So he said, if you can believe what? Some things are possible. Just a few things. Everybody got it. Who got a situation? Okay, let me clarify. A situation is, there's some stuff that you got to deal with. There's some stuff that happened, popped up. Now, if you don't raise your hand, I want to know who you are, because everybody got a situation. When you wake up in the morning, you got a situation. So I say, who got a situation? I don't have enough hands. I got situations. What? But in all the situations, he can answer each and every situation. There ain't no situation that I'm going through, past, present, or future, that he can't speak to. And y'all better get this. There's some stuff that you need to believe right now that's determining your future. Not only that, but who got kids? Your kids are affected by your faith. Who got grandkids? Your grandkids are affected by your faith. So not only are you believing for you, if you thought that you was just believing for yourself, you're sadly mistaken. You believing for your children, you believing for your children, and you believing for everybody that comes thereafter. That's the way this thing is set up. So listen, don't mess up. I don't want to mess up my daughter's future. So I better get my faith right. I better get my mouth right. I better get my confession right. Because they are depending on you. Come on. Even let alone kids. You got family members that's depending on you. Your word of faith in your mouth. Get your mouth right. And get your mind right. Eminem.
Come on now.
Get your mouth right and get your mind right. Because the word says all things are possible. So some of y'all are like nighttime, you tripping tonight. 11, 12 midnight, you're waking up at 1, and 1:30, and 2 o'clock in the morning, or 3:23, 3:34. Who wakes up in the middle of the night? Don't raise your hand. You waking up in the middle of the night tripping. Maybe you need, you know, I like stories. Bible stories. Not stories that are not true, but everything that's here is true. Everything in here happened. Maybe you need a bedtime story. Maybe if you would just read the word and see the stuff that he brought these people out of, then maybe you would go to sleep at night. I got a bedtime story for you. Let's go to Yeshayahu. I used to love that. I hear them stories and I go right to sleep. That's how you should be. You got problems sleeping? Pick up your Bible. And read that word. And watch yourself. Now, there's two reasons why you may fall asleep. One, devil trying to make you go to sleep so you don't read that word. Two, you read that word and you get that word. And because you believe that word, you rest in the shalom and you can go to sleep. Let it be the latter. Right? So anyway, let's go to Isaiah. And if you're a Hebrew scholar, Yeshayahu, and I'm going to use this last few minutes to encourage you. Because, you know, everybody got a situation. You got situations. I got situations. All God children got situations. Okay. So there was a king, Ahaz. And he was the king of Yehuda in this country of Israel and Jerusalem. And he says, seven. And we're going to start at one. Now, didn't you just lay hands on yourself and say, open my understanding? Okay. So there's some study that I have done to help you understand what is just about what's being done here. And that's really my responsibility. I'm supposed to study and help you, and then you take that thing home and you confirm,
yes, sir,
all information, right? And you get that in your spirit and you meditate on that and you confirm. Listen, don't take, I'm just giving you to your word. I'm not giving you a book. No. I'm not taking a book that I wrote and preaching from my book. Because some people do that. They say, I wrote a book. I'm going to speak on it this Sunday. No. He wrote a book. So some of y'all are reading books instead of reading the Bible. And I'm not against books. But if you're reading a book and you're not reading the Bible, there's a problem. Because you want his word, not other folks' words, unless it's confirmation. They got a book out called The Secret. Let me tell you something. Ain't no secret. It's called faith. You don't need to read The Secret to know how faith works if you just picked up your Bible and believed in faith. Ain't no secret. have you, Pastor Tom, oh my God, have you read The Secret? I don't need to read no secret. It ain't no secret. We know how faith operates. And so in the seventh chapter, it says, and it came to pass in the days of Ahaz. Now Ahaz is the king. Say Ahaz is the king. The son of Uzziah, king of Yehuda, that Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up towards Jerusalem to war against it. Okay, so let me break it down for you. Ahaz is the king, right? And you got, he's the king of Yehuda. Then you got Rezin, the king of Syria, and his boys like Pekah of Remaliah, the son of Remaliah, and they were trying to fight against Ahaz. Well, if he is the king of Yehuda and they're going to Jerusalem to fight against them, who are they fighting against? Get this right. They're fighting against, who is Israel? They're the children of God. They're his people. So these dudes have the nerve to fight against God's people. They have the unmitigated gall. They got the nerve to mess with us. Wait, get this right. When they mess with the children of Israel, they messing with you. Because you're his child. Who's his child? So when the enemy, that's who Pekah, the son of Remaliah, is, right? And Rezin, they're the enemy. And they digging on, I mean, they messing on us. They messing with us, right? And so it says what in the second verse? No, in the first verse, I'm sorry. At the end of the first verse, it says what? Duh. They could not prevail. They're messing with us. So if they cannot prevail when they're messing with us, why are y'all tripping? Why are you in unbelief? When it's already established that you're a child of him. So if he can't mess, if he's trying to war against them and he can't prevail, guess what? When he's warring against you, he can't prevail against you either. Can I do it? So the second verse says what? And it was told the house of David. The house of David means the Davidic government. The government of David. And it was told the house of David, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim. What does that sound like? They done got with some other folks. Just like a Tamas with, right? And so they done got with some other folks. And it says, and his heart was moved of his people. Some of the people were scared. So it says the people, as the trees of the wood are moved by the wind. What does that mean? Oh my God, they're coming for us. When you're shaking like that, what does that mean? Aren't you God's people? Yes. Say your neighbor, why are you scared? Some of y'all was shaking last week. Some of y'all was shaking last night. Because you were, somebody was scared.
Come on now.
You're shaking in fear. And it was shaking so much, it says, just as the trees of the wood are moved of the wind. Third verse says what? Then saith Yahweh unto Isaiah, go forth and meet Ahaz, thou and Shir Yashub, which means the remnant will return. There's meaning in names. Thy son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool, in the highway of the Fuller's Field. Well, that just means in the south of the city at the aqueduct. See, don't let stuff shake. It just means we going on the south side where the water is. Right. That's where we going. Right. And so the fourth verse says what? And say unto him what? Take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted. Wait, hold up. So he's saying, listen, you're my people. So he says, take heed. Urban definition, listen. Take heed means listen. If you got to write this down, write it down. Take heed means what? Listen. Because we got to give you some principles here. Be quiet. You know what that means? Calm down and shut up. Shut up and what? See, somebody don't like the reason I said shut up, but I'm saving your life by telling you to keep your mouth closed. Because you won't want to speak nothing that's what? Going to be adverse to the victory that you're already, that already belongs to you. So he said, listen, keep quiet, right? Meaning calm down. Then he says, fear not, which means what? Don't be afraid. And this is my favorite one. Neither be faint-hearted. What does that mean? It means don't panic. Listen. Calm down. Don't be afraid. Don't panic. What's the difference, Pastor Tom, between being afraid and panicking? Well, being afraid means you feel scared. But panicking means you start acting and doing stuff in that fear. And that's what some of y'all do. You get scared and then you start running and doing crazy stuff that defeats you. So repeat after me. Listen. Calm down. Don't be afraid. Don't panic. Why? Why don't you want me? Why do you want me to do all these things? Because it says, for the two tails of these smoking firebrands, you would skip over that. Guess what that means? A firebrand, you know, in the movies where they would take a light a torch, almost like a big giant match, and they'd hold the wood here, and then the fire would be here at the top, right? That's a firebrand. And you would take that fire and you would light something else, right? You would take that torch. Well, guess what? He says they're smoking, which means the only reason they would smoke is that their fire is already put out. And when it's smoking, it can't do no harm. So he said, basically, he's saying that don't trip because these guys talk big, but there ain't nothing to them.
Make it flat. Make it flat.
Your situation, the demons that are trying to motivate you to fear, they talk a good game, but there ain't nothing to them. They're just smoking. They ain't got no fire. They can't do nothing. They're fakers. They're liars. And then they're going to say some stuff to you, but it's all talk. No action. Why? Because they trying to play on the fact that maybe you don't know what you're entitled to. Maybe you don't know that you got the victory. So they gonna lie to you just to see if you gonna fall for the okey-doke. I need to tell you this morning, you ain't gotta fall for the okey-doke because you already got the victory. Stop panicking. Stop doing stuff. Just believe in what he said. Yeah, those guys, they say they're going to come and they say they're going to fight you, but they are liars. They can't do nothing to you. You my child. And they go to the fifth verse, says what? Because what? Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have taken even counsel against thee, saying, let us go up against Yehuda and vex it, and let us make a breach. That means we're going to go into their stuff, and we're going to take their stuff. This is the enemy talking. Yeah, we're going to go up in there, and we're going to take your stuff. Has somebody told you that? They're going to come. I'm going to come and get you, and I'm going to take your stuff. Repo man? I'm going to take it. You just wait and see. I'm coming for you. If you were a person of the word, you'd say, come on. You bad? Come on. Because I got something for you. Come on. Right? Because then they have the nerve to say, we're going to come into your territory, we're going to take your stuff, and we're going to put a king in the midst of it. Seventh verse says, and thus saith Yahweh your Elohim, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. They're going to talk some stuff, but let me tell you right now, it's not going to stand. It's not going to come to pass. And 8th verse says, for the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. And within 365 years, 365 years means 65. So he's saying, don't be scared of your enemy, because in 65 years, are you following me? Shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people. So basically he's saying this, you are scared of somebody that's not even going to be around later on. Do you understand what we're saying here? In 65 years, he's going to be gone anyway. So basically, you're panicking about an enemy that has no future. The enemy has no future, saints. This side don't seem to get it. Let me talk to y'all. The enemy that's messing with you has no future. Now, shall I give them another chance? The enemy that's messing with y'all's stuff don't have no future. So why are you panicking and making decisions from somebody that ain't gonna be there tomorrow? You need to hear that. Because the end of the enemy is gonna be the lake of fire. If anybody should be shaken, it should be the demons. So why are you shaking? Why are you panicking? Because guess who got a future? You do. You got the future, right? So you better get a grip. The demon that's messing with you this year, saint, understand this. 2016, there was a demon or demons that was messing with you, messing with your stuff, messing with your situation. See, what you need to do is tell them demons, you know what? In the name of Yeshua, you have no power over my stuff, because we've already defeated you. And let me remind you that you already been defeated, and you're going to be cast in the lake of fire anyway. So while you are a non-issue to me. And if more saints would use that authority instead of tripping, we would see. This mess that these demons been messing with us in 2016, in the name of Yeshua, in 2017, they ain't even going to be in existence. They're going to be a non-issue. I need somebody to believe that with me. Whatever has been going on adverse now, it don't have no future. You're the one that has the future. You're the one that's got the victory. Hallelujah. The last thing You got to understand this. The ninth verse. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria. Right? And the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If ye will not believe, surely you shall not be established. This that I'm telling you, you have to believe it. Because if you do not believe it, it's not going to take, your victory is not going to take root. It already belongs to you, but you got to believe what I'm telling you. They're not going to prevail. And the 10th verse says, moreover, Yahweh spake unto Ahaz, saying, you got to get this before I leave. I'm taking a few more minutes, but I got to tell you this. He says, Yahweh spake unto Ahaz, saying this. 11th verse. Ask me a sign of Yahweh. I'm your God. Ask me for a sign. And this is what he's saying. What? Ask me for whatever it is that you need. Ask it in the depth or ask it in the height above. Oh my God. That means no matter how deep it is, ask me for it. No matter how tall it seems, ask me for it. That means ask anything. Be courageous about what you ask me for. Come on, there's nothing that you can't ask me for. People say it's too deep, ask me for it. People say it's impossible, it's too tall. He said, ask me for it. And if you ask me for it, it will come to pass. Whatever it is that you need from Yahweh, be courageous right now. Be courageous. Be courageous. Be courageous. It might seem impossible. It might seem deep. It might seem tall. But he says, ask it of me. You serve a God that's saying, I don't care what it is. Open up your mouth and ask me. Would somebody just open up their mouth? I don't care what it is. In this atmosphere, open it up. If you have a need, if you have something you've been deliberating on, open up your mouth with a belief and a confidence and ask him right now. I'm going to give you a few seconds to release that right in here, right now. Yay. Hey. Oh, yeah. Ha-ha. No matter how tall, ask me. No matter how deep, he says, ask me. No matter what the enemy says or what the report says, ask me. Now that you've done that, release that praise and that thanksgiving and that anticipation and that expectation. That expectation. Release it now. We expect it. We expect it. We receive it. We believe it. Da-da-da-da. Hey, Father Yahweh. Oh. Father. Father. My God. Oh, yes. Hey. Abba. Abba. Father, our provider, our El Shaddai, our all-sufficient. We thank you for the opportunity to ask. You already know, but you tell us ask that you might receive. will come to pass. You believe that. So right now, Father, as we talk about the things of you, minister to us right now. The importance of trusting and believing in your word. But you've already established the victory already has our name on it. All we have to do is receive it. It's already ours. It's already delivered unto us. We just have to believe to receive it. Help our unbelief, Father, our love. Open up our understanding, Father. Increase our faith. We thank you. We believe you. We praise you. And we glorify your name. From this moment forward, everything that comes out of our mouth is going to be yay and amen. Everything is going to be victory. Everything is going to be your word says this. And just as we confess what you can do, we also will tell the enemy what the enemy can't do. The enemy can't reign over us. The enemy can't dictate our circumstances. The enemy is already defeated. And we remind him of his defeat every time. And our victory won. So we thank you and praise you. And we lift up a shout of triumph and a shout of victory right now. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Right now, I must make this call. There's anyone. You heard the word. You don't have a relationship with this Savior, this God that we know that can do anything. And if you know that you cannot live your life yourself, you know. And this word has gone out because you know you need a relationship with Him. You know this. He's calling you even today. He's speaking to you even today. And if you say, I want a relationship, I've been searching and I've been in misery and I've tried it my way. I want to do it your way. I know you hold my victory. I want to know more about having this relationship. We can do that for you today. We can pray for you. And all you have to do is just raise your hand in this place. That's one. Raise your hand. You say, listen, I want a relationship with the Savior. I want to live differently. It's available to you. The word tells us to cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. You know that you need caring for. This is another call. Maybe three. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you say, I think I had a relationship with the Savior. You know, maybe I was baptized a long time ago, but I'm not as close as I used to be. And I want to be restored back. I know that He's calling me. All of the things that I'm facing depression, I'm facing anxiety, I'm facing all these things. I need Him. I want to be back in relationship. He is the God of the second chance. He is a restorer. And if you say, I want restoration today, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you for that. Restoration, restoration. 4. If you're a believer, I'm just asking that you agree, because we're going to pray for these people today, right now. Everything that they need will be manifest right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So right now, if you raised your hand for any of those things, your confession, your proclamation that you want this is in you coming down and praying with me. You said you want prayer. Let's get it now. Let's get it right now. Don't worry about anybody looking. We got our heads bowed. Come and get what is rightfully yours today. Come and get this victory. Come and get this salvation. Come and get this restoration. Hallelujah. It's available to us.